punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark and Jill Netter. Man, Gabe's got to get that right, doesn't he?
Yeah. Yeah. Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday. You notice I did Happy Monday yesterday?
I did. I was listening. I was in the car yesterday.
75 degrees at Hollis, 73 degrees at Eric, 72 degrees at Cheyenne, home of the secret weapon, 72 at Arnett, home of Miss Lori Campbell, 66 degrees at the May Ranch, 64 at Fairview, 72 at Slapout, and the warmest spot I actually see in the whole state is down around Tipton and Grandfield. It's almost 80 degrees down there. Let's see what's looking like out in the panhandle of Texas. 70 at Lipscomb, 67 at McLean, 77 at Odell, and 74 at Childress. Anyway, it is. It's Happy Tuesday. Tuesday's actually probably my favorite day of the week.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know why. Because Monday's gone. hump day's tomorrow. Okay. And
I used to hate Wednesdays.
Yeah.
Like in school, by the time like Wednesday hits in the middle of the week, I'm just like, I'm over it.
you're done.
Yeah.
But now it's, I don't know. It's, I don't know. Tuesday's just my favorite day.
I like Fridays.
Yeah, well, everybody likes Fridays.
Fridays and Sundays are probably my favorite.
Anyway, so what's happening at your Ponderosa? Anything going on? You had a little weekend trip to Stillwater?
We did, yes.
And was it good?
Yeah, we went.
A lot of rain?
There was a lot of rain. Yeah, the Cowgirl softball team, they were supposed to play at 3, and then it rained for 3.5 hours, and so they didn't get to play until like 7 o'clock on Friday. So, and I was like, I'm not going to sit in the rain and cold. I'm not doing it. Nah. I'll watch them on TV.
Yeah.
So we didn't go to that game.
And they did good, though.
They did,
The Cowgirls did good, and I'm happy for them. OU did good. And I was hoping Wichita State would get to the big girls tournament, but they had to go through Stillwater.
Yeah, they had to go through Stillwater first. And
yeah.
We were on a revenge path, I think, for that.
That was a toss-up between Wichita State and OSU. But Wichita State's always good.
Oh, yeah.
You never know.
They're building a program.
Yeah, they're building a good program. So, anyway, you had that going on. Do you see any agriculture stuff going on between there and here?
Not really a whole lot, I didn't feel like. There's a little bit, you know, right there, that highway that goes straight into Stillwater off of, like,
I-35. Yeah, 412.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah. I think so. It comes from Enid.
Yeah. There's not a whole lot of, like, crops, I would say, but a lot of cattle grazing. I noticed that.
But they've been having the rain.
Yeah, it was way green up there since the last time I had been up there.
So how are you guys' pastures looking? Good?
I don't think I've ever seen them that green.
They're green.
Well, I mean, I've probably seen them, but it's been a very long time since. Even our bar ditches are green. It takes a lot of rain to get our bar ditches green.
Well, you probably never paid attention too much when you was a little bitty. You never know?
A little bit. I mean, I remember, I was probably like 5 years old, and we took family pictures out there, and the green grass, it was so tall that it was like up to my chest at like 5 years
old.
But
they got your face in the picture?
Yeah, we got the face in the picture. Yeah, my dad actually, he like mowed a little spot for our pictures. I was like, why'd you just mow the one spot?
How's the cattle doing?
They're good.
They're
fat, still
sassy.
Yeah.
They're flies, though.
Oh, they're bad.
They're terrible.
I knew when we got rain, I was like, man, all those bugs are going to come with it.
We got lots of bugs going on. I seen the North Fork River Conservation District put out a notice on their social media page yesterday about the moss. So we're not the only one been noticing the moss. And
shouldn't they be on their way out the door by now? Right.
They said this being one of the biggest crops of the Army cutworm, because that's what it is, or the Miller moss, however you want to look at it, and that's probably not right. But I know it's the Army cutworm. This is probably the largest migration, because they're headed to the mountains. and the largest migration of moths to since 1991 is going on. And oh, we got another guest in the studio.
Oh yeah, you forgot.
Sister needs to come back in here and lay down.
Yeah, she's kind of just roaming around.
So anyway, got my dog, had to take her to see Dr. Mouse. And speaking of Dr. Mouse, it is Stockman's Veterinary Clinic. Happy cap hour today.
Yes, it is.
Sister rabies shot was due.
Nice.
And she broke a nail
oh.
on her back foot, and an infection was starting.
Ooh, that's rough.
She's a pretty tough dog, but I could tell it was bothering her, especially with the new pup around.
She's probably like, what the heck is this thing?
Yeah.
Am I being replaced?
Yeah. So, anyway, but so that's going on. And then, we've got we got a lot of rain in the forecast.
Yeah, there's a little bit of a chance of rain. At least there is here in Beckham County I think from today till Sunday.
Yeah.
So
I think it's basically everywhere. I've seen I think it's Channel 5, one of the meteorologists from there, put out a deal yesterday on his social page. Expecting 2 to 4 inches in western Oklahoma, and it mapped it out. And then again, I guess a buddy of mine, I talked to him this morning, Channel 4 said the same thing. But what I noticed about his map was it's exactly all the big rains are going to happen where the D3 and D4 drought is on the drought map.
Really?
Yeah, on the drought monitor. So
we'll
take it. We need a pond filler so bad it's mm-hmm. not even funny. So
there's actually a little bit of, I wouldn't really call it a pond. It's more like a big hole in the ground where we live. Yeah. There's actually a little bit of water sitting in there for once.
Yep. And that's what I told my landlord down there along the river. He said, can you spray for the mare's tail and broomweed down there? I said, yeah. I said, there's actually water standing in them holes along the river now in the grass, not in the river, but along the river. And really? It ain't rained that much. I said, we got 3.7 inches of rain there in the last week, boss. So anyway, he came out yesterday. My landlord hadn't been out. He's been a little under the weather the last 10 days. He came out yesterday and happened to be there. And he's like, the oats look really good, Jimmy. And then he went out there in his pickup and drove around the corn. He said, I can't believe that hill's growing corn. So anyway, everything's going good. We're going good. Well, let's see what happened overnight in the ag world. Soybean futures were lower in overnight trading as planting in the U.S. rolls on. About 66% of the crop was in the ground at the start of the week, up from 49% a week earlier, according to the USDA. That's also ahead of the prior five-year average of 52%. Around 36% has emerged as of Sunday, up from 20% of the previous week and well ahead of the 24% average for this time of the year. Corn sowing was 81% complete. You know what I get from that? Corn sowing? Sounds like we have a new girl or boy in there writing up the stories because it's corn planting. It was 81% complete, up from 65% a week earlier, and normal 75%. 52% has emerged as the start of the week. 64% of the U.S. spring wheat crop was planted as of Sunday, up from the previous week, but behind the average 73%. Winter wheat conditions have improved, rising to 31% good or excellent from 29% a week earlier. About 61% of the crop was headed at the start of the week. That's up from 29% 7 days ago. So, anyway, you seen when you was north of Cheyenne yesterday?
It was actually south of Cheyenne.
South of Cheyenne, you seen a couple harvest crews come through, or a couple combines come through. So they're going to be rolling through in the next week to 10 day. Also, somebody Snapchat me during the show, and I don't look at the Snapchats because usually they're not good for my friends. Anyway, Mr. Tigner,
Glenn.
Snapchat, no, David.
Tigner? I know several.
He had said he's seen a crew come through. Mm-hmm. So, anyway, so the crews are coming through. When you guys see crews coming through and the show's on, be sure and give me or if you've seen one in the last day or so, be sure and text into the Today and Ag text line, let me know the crews are coming through, because when they start rolling, they're going to roll through. Corn futures lost a penny and three quarter to 572 and three quarter. Wheat for July delivery gained 2.5 cents to 608 and three quarter a bushel, while Kansas City futures were unchanged at 824. And I know today, because this was overnight's information today, wheat is up quite a bit today, so that's good. I knew it was coming. Air quality expected to be very low in southern Minnesota due to the wildfires in Canada. According to the National Weather Service, some groups of people may be affected by poor air quality. Southerly winds are transporting pollutants into the state. Sunny skies, warm temperatures, and low humidity will allow these pollutants to react into the air and produce ground-level ozone. Further west, showers are expected for the next several days in parts of western Nebraska and eastern Wyoming. Some of these storms will become strong, producing heavy rainfall. The threat is very low. The threat is level is low on Wednesday and Thursday, but at this point, weather this weekend is still very uncertain. And it is Memorial Day weekend.
Yes, it is. And I can't believe it's already here.
It's already here. Well, let's take a Stockman's Vet Clinic break. We come back, I'll give you an update on somebody out there in Texas in their weather. And you can update us on Stockman's Vet Clinic. How about that?
Sounds good.
We'll be right back.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
I open new accounts, CDs, IRAs, help our customers with online banking, order debit cards. Anything that has to do with checking accounts, savings accounts, opening those up for new customers, or helping our existing customers with any issues or things that they might have with an account. They want customer service. They want someone to just know who they are, and they want someone that they can trust. I'm Tori Ashpaugh, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust at Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
Once again, a good afternoon to all of Jimmy's great stewards of the land. This is Drew Cobb with the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, May 22nd. 788 head were sold. 4 head of steers at 361 brought 295. 13 at 503 brought 276.50. 3 at 685 brought 212. 4 at 759 brought 210. 27 at 937 brought 188. 9 at 965 brought 192. 24 at 1021 brought 177. 4 head of heifers at 329 brought 257. 13 at 428 brought 240. 8 at 544 brought 221. 10 at 569 brought 224. 33 at 743 brought 190.50. 7 at 809 brought 186. 2 at 838 brought 181. Butcher cows were 10 to 110.50. Butcher bulls brought 70 to 140. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma. Sale every Monday at 10 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095. That's a 580-497-6095. And before I go, I'll let you know that Jimmy Clark can build a snowman out of rain, drown a fish, and tie his shoes with his feet. Yay! What's better than a new Hustler zero-turn mower? A new Hustler zero-turn mower with up to $350 in rebates. DJ's Rentals and Sales in Elk City is helping cut your grass and your cost. Purchase a new Hustler Raptor Series mower and get a rebate from $200 up to $350. What a grass cutting, money saving deal. This offer is only good till the end of May, so you better hustle. I kid you all not, I one time saw Jimmy Clark pull himself up in the bucket he was standing in. Once again, to all of Jimmy's great stewards of the land, this is your Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, May 19th. I'm Drew Cobb. 391 head were sold. 5 head of steers at 486 brought 255. 2 at 510 brought 238. 5 at 590 brought 234. 2 at 673 brought 204. 10 at 728 brought 214. 6 at 754 brought 200. 3 at 775 brought 184. 6 at heifers at 395 brought 258. 4 at 519 brought 242. 3 at 565 brought 230. 2 at 593 brought 201. 4 at 615 brought 215. 6 at 617 brought 224. 4 at 776 brought 174. Butcher cows were 46 to 112. Butcher bulls brought 104 to 130. Bred cows were 1060 to 1500. Pairs brought 1300 to 1900. Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sale every Friday at 9 a.m. You can sign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095. That is 580-497-6095.
Your tractor has a flat tire out in the field, or you're on a construction site and your truck tire is flat, so you call down to Blair. They answer the phone, and somebody comes to wherever you are to fix your problem. They come to you. Blair Tire and Feed has 8 people who work like dogs to take care of you. They carry Firestone, Michelin, and some other tires. Blair Tire and Feed. They're at the corner of Highway 283 and 19. For on-site tire service, call 563-2692. 563-2692. They come to you.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Welcome back to the Stockman Vet Clinic Hour. I picked Odell. That's south of the Altus, across the river bridge, and it is 77 degrees, humidity 64%, dew point 64, winds are out of the southeast at 6 miles an hour. Peak wind gust today is up there at a whopping 13 miles an hour. So far this month to date, precipitation 2.18 inches in Odell. No red flag minutes. 8-inch soil temperature is 72 degrees. Well, it is Stockman's Veterinary Clinic, and they do a great job down there with all animals. I still haven't caught a rattlesnake and taken it to her. I'm going to. What about them?
Yeah. As temperatures increase and our drought continues, remember to keep an eye on your pets and livestock as ticks are thriving. Ticks carry diseases for our pets and rob our livestock of production and weight gains. Contact us for easy treatment and prevention programs for all species. With spring calving winding down, it's time to plan spring calf working and a vaccination program for your cow herds. Call us so we can work together on a program and schedule what will fit your needs and production schedule. Also providing a full line of equine services, including vaccines and dental. Remember that good, clean water is the most important nutrient for all of our pets and livestock. Please check your water sources regularly. They are proudly serving all of Western Oklahoma and the Texas Panhandle, providing full service to all species and a complete mixed animal practice. You can call Dr. Taylor Mouse at 580-225-0200 to schedule a visit or for after-hours emergency service.
Cool. Thank you. Well, the text line lit up. People are paying attention. Seen 5 or 6 crews come through Cordell America. Seen a whole crew of combines come through Cordell from North Dakota Sunday. Somebody texted in, just met a crew south of Cheyenne. And then somebody, Melanie, she seen a crew headed through Altus Saturday. So the crews are coming through, and the wheat is turning.
That is good.
Yep, the crews are coming through. So anyway, you guys, anytime from now till when harvest is over, if you see crews coming through or you see something really exciting going on with wheat harvest, let us know here and we'll talk about it. Okay, a little update on grain prices right now. Let me refresh this. I'll go over a few of them and get to the cattle. Come on. Hello, it's not dial up. Let's go. There we go. Corn for July is up over 8 today at 579. Soybeans are down 12 at 1328 for July. Soybean meal July 410.90, down a little bit, not too bad. And soybean oil is down, half a penny at 48.12 for July. Hard red winter wheat. All right, I like it. July, 847, up over 21. So September's 839, up over 21 also. And oats are even up for July at 325, up 10. September's 328, up 7. Cotton is down today, 85 cents for July, 84 for October, and live cattle for June, 164.60, August is 163, even. Everything's in the red today with cattle, but it's not off too bad. October, 167.62, 171.80 for December. May feeders, 207.82, August, 233.70, lean hogs for July, 80.27. That was for June. July is 80.65, and August is 79.80. Let's see here. I gotta go back to Mr. Brandon Hickey. Text me the stuff in from Western Oklahoma there in Elk City. So here's what was going on at Elk City. Not a big sale. It's kind of normal for this time of the year. 391 went through the sale barn at Elk City Friday. Just a couple of the prices from here. They had from Sweetwater, had 10 steers, average weight 728, brought 214, and they had some short wing 754s from Fort Cobb that brought 200 even. On the heifers, heifers still looking really nice. 395 weights, brought 258. 593 were the calves at 201. And Cheyenne, there was some heifers weighing 617, 224. And then butcher cows up to buck 12. Butcher bulls up to buck 30. Bred cows, 1060 to 1500. Pairs were bringing 1300 to 1900. Back over here, east of Elk City, east of Cheyenne, or east of Clinton, at the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, they had 788 there. A few numbers here, they had 13 head of steers from Hammond brought that averaged 503, brought 276.50. From Arapaho, 35 head at 825, brought 203.25. From Sayre, average weight on these big boys was 959, brought a 188.50 on the heifers. It was some 511s from Raiden, brought 226, and from Corn, 33 head of heifers, weighed 743, brought $190.50. Butcher cows, 110.50, no bull, and then butcher bulls were bringing up to about 40. So the slaughter market continues to rise. And so must have a little shortage of hamburger meat. And busy time of the year is coming up. And speaking of beef, I say it all the time, I want to reiterate it. And some people say it's a lot of trouble to get a beef butchered, like a quarter or half, buy a quarter. It's really not that much trouble. It really isn't. And I know some people don't have freezer, and I understand that. And with the way the world's going right now, you never know what's going to happen. I'm not saying there's going to be World War III. I'm not trying to frighten people. But with this craziness, that's the word I'm looking for, the craziness in the world going right now, it wouldn't hurt for you to have a quarter or half a beef in your house.
Just keep it in the freezer.
Yeah, and it's good. Our locally raised meat around here, like from Taylor Ranch and Tucker Family Beef and all that. I can't wait. Did you see anything on Facebook about their new beef sticks?
Yes, I did. I was like, man, those look good.
Yeah, so anyway, I ordered some for the golf course.
You did?
Yeah, I called the lady.
I might have to get me some. Do they have different flavors?
They got the jalapeno cheese and the regular beef.
I don't do jalapeno, I'll just take regular beef. My brother does. He can have the jalapeno.
Well, maybe Monty's listening. Hey, Monty, can we just have some regular cheese? They're getting them out. But back to our beef. We really need to, people need to buy their beef local.
Oh, for sure.
And, most people, because the more people that buy beef from local producers, that means our local processors are busy.
Yes.
And the government and people have gone to a lot of trouble to put processors in our area, like the one at Thomas. And I think there's one at Arnett or Shattuck somewhere now, a new one. There's a new one out at Wheeler, somewhere out in Wheeler County. And we got all of our regulars, like Jones's and Keith's Butcher Shop. Mm-hmm. And
we use Keith's.
Studio 54 or 54, whatever that is over there at Weatherford. All the regulars, and then we got all these new ones. So we need to keep them busy. So buy some beef.
Yeah. Buy some beef.
Buy some beef.
Locally.
From locally. It's easy to do. And you can actually, if you're a member of the OCA, Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, they have a list on their website for it.
That's convenient.
So where you can buy from local producers or just word of mouth. Go into any coffee shop in any small town in Oklahoma, and they'll tell you who raises beef around your area.
That is so true.
This is not complicated. You don't have to Google it.
Just ask around. Somebody can tell you.
Yeah, and for most part, locally raised beef is better than anything you buy in the store anyway.
Oh, I 100% agree with that.
So Sandy and I got to eat at the Longhorn Steakhouse.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
In UConn.
Did you get their mac and cheese?
No. I was with my wife. I was trying. I was trying to be gluten-free.
Whatever.
And then, but that's the first time I ate in that one, that one at UConn.
Yeah.
And it was really good. I got the New York strip.
Oh, and you're brave for ordering a New York strip at a restaurant.
Well, I hated the call. I know there's a New York strip and there's a Kansas City strip, but this was a 6-ounce strip with 8 grilled shrimp.
Oh, like a surf and turf is. Mm. Yeah.
It was really good. So you guys ever get a chance to eat at the Longhorn Steakhouse there in UConn, right by the theaters? You got to drive by the theaters, whatever it is. It's next to Hooters. So I'm sorry, but it's next to that restaurant. So anyway, it's there. So anyway, try it out. That Sandy got the filet, and it was the small filet, and it was really good.
That's what I would order.
So and then they brought me mashed potatoes with a whole big chunk of butter melting down on top of it. It was good.
And you said you were trying to be gluten-free.
Butters?
And potatoes?
No, mm-hmm. No gluten in potatoes.
There's no gluten in potatoes?
No.
Am I just not learning this?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Apparently you learn something new every day.
Gluten's mainly in your grains.
Grains.
That's why it's hard to go anywhere and eat gluten-free.
Makes sense.
Yeah. And macaroni cheese, that's lots of gluten.
I like mac and cheese.
But I did. I lied. I ate part of the bread they brought me.
Yeah.
So anyway. Well, we come back. It is Hay Day Tuesday, and I got some reports on hay. Jill has a report on some honeybees.
Honeybees.
And what else was it? The food deal.
Yeah, local food is being used for school programs now.
Yep, so we'll be back right after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark. Come and get it. Are you a farmer or livestock producer? Then you're invited to attend one of several ribeye steak dinners and informational meetings courtesy of Ag Defense Risk Management. They'll be sharing the latest details on recent changes to subsidized programs offered by the USDA through federal crop insurance that helps to manage risk you face related to lack of rainfall and falling cattle prices. Leave your checkbooks at home and plan on attending their next meetings, Wednesday, May 24th at Rook Star, located at 408 East Broadway in Cheyenne, and Thursday, May 25th at the Senior Center, located at 101 North Missouri Street in Thomas. Ribeyes will be served at 6:30 p.m. RSVP is not required. For more information, visit their website at agdefenserm.com or call 580-454-4367. Best defense is Ag Defense. Ag Defense is an equal opportunity employer. Hope to see you there.
Do you love the great outdoors? Maybe you enjoy trap shooting or skeet shooting, or maybe getting some target practice in at the firing range is your thing. If you're that person, you love guns. Hobart Farm and Garden has a whole room dedicated to guns, gun safes, ammunition, and more. It's quite impressive. You got to go check it out. They are Western Oklahoma's platinum Browning dealer and Glock stocking dealer. They're located at 1030 South Monroe in Hobart, Oklahoma. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Hobart Farm and Garden.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Cattle have to eat. When grass runs short and you want to strengthen your herd, go with HiPro. For HiPro, go to Cowman's. Cowman's Feed and Ranch Supply in Erie specializes in bulk feed. It's always in stock, and prices are good. And the way they take care of you is even better. If Gary Mills says he'll do it, it gets done. Every time. It's nice to know a place like Cowman's is around to help ag producers here at home. Cowman's Feed and Ranch Supply, 117 West 2nd in Erie. Call 526-3070.
I was a teacher, and so I taught him in high school. What I always noticed about Mickey was what a leader he was. And part of it is because he's so willing to do the work himself. We had a incident this past December. Had the freeze in Mangum, had a pipe bust in the wall, and it's just a mess. And Gary called Mickey, and honestly, the plumber did arrive first, but Mickey and his daughter were right behind him. They brought tools, and they helped Gary clean out the bedroom, and they mopped the floor, they took the carpet up. And when they left, I told Gary, I said, we couldn't live in a better town because that would never happen anywhere else. And we're very thankful to have him. I'm Celia Nippert, and Gary and I use Mickey Lively because we know that when we have a need for our insurance, that Mickey and Farm Bureau will take good care of
it. Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Welcome back to the Stockman Vet Hour. And we got some funny people out there in the listening world today, especially Mr. M.O. He said, hey, can't believe you left that sticker on your hat. And I looked. And he said, I got you. So he's watching on Facebook. Anyway, before we get to the weather, a person texted in and said, Al's Steakhouse in Woodward is the best restaurant steak I've ever had. I had to try it out.
Best restaurant. Is that a new word?
Restaurant. Well, he spelled it wrong, just like I would have. So, anyway, got spell check on your phone, sir.
Autocorrect.
I said it like it was spelled. I'm good about reading. But anyway, I wonder if Al's Steakhouse is a member of the Oklahoma Cattlemen Association. They got that steakhouse deal going on this summer.
Yeah,
I bet they are. So anyway, how's the weather up in the northwestern part of Oklahoma?
It's pretty calm right now. I picked Buffalo today. It's 70 degrees in Buffalo. Humidity is 72%. Dew point is 61. Wind is out of the east southeast. Well, nope, just changed. Wind is out of the southeast now at 7 miles an hour. Your sun is going to set at 8:45 p.m. tonight. Today, you could expect a high of 72 degrees, 30% chance of thunderstorms, winds out of the southeast getting up to 10 miles an hour today. Tonight, 40% chance of thunderstorms, low is 59 degrees. Tomorrow, also a 30% chance of thunderstorms with a high of 76. Tomorrow night, also a 30% chance of thunderstorms with a low of 59. Thursday, there's a 60% chance of rain showers likely with a high of 76 degrees. Thursday night, also a 60% chance of rain showers with a low of 60 degrees. Friday, also a 60% chance of rain showers. And Saturday, also a 50% chance of rain showers. So there is rain. All across the board. It just says rain.
It's great. So. Matter of fact, here in central western Oklahoma, we got a chance of rain between 3 and 5. And then moves in at midnight and will rain all the way up to almost showtime tomorrow. So anyway, we got rains come on. I said I had one tenth. There was one tenth, or one thousandth of an inch of rain in my rain gauge in the front yard yesterday. But when I left this morning, it's a half a mile from there to the corner where my old alfalfa was, and there was 23 one-hundredths of an inch in that rain gauge. So it was pretty good. But a lot of rain over south of Eric, and around Shamrock.
Last night,
they got a lot of rain.
It kind
of
went around us. It looked like it was headed towards us, and I was like,
It went south.
Yeah.
So anyway, they're getting a lot of good rain over there, and it's awesome. So we're supposed to be getting rain all week. So anyway, get your hay down. Make sure it rains. If you'll cut your hay today, it will rain tonight.
It will rain tonight. Yep. Of course it will.
It was good. All right. What do you got on the food?
The school article that I found. Actually, my dad sent it to me.
Okay. So you found it, though.
He found it. He sent it to me. I asked him last night. I said, do you have any topic suggestions for me tomorrow? He was like, no, but I can find you one. I was like, okay. So he sent me one this morning. Okay. And actually, it's really interesting, and I didn't even know this was going on. But the USDA local food for schools program launches in Oklahoma. So this program is designed to help school districts partner with local farmers and ranchers to give students more access to nutritious foods. down here. So select Oklahoma school districts now have a unique opportunity to increase the purchase of nutritious local foods for school meal programs. The Local Food for Schools program is designed to help school districts partner with local farmers and ranchers to give students more access to nutritious foods unique to the area they live. The Local Food for Schools program will provide tremendous opportunities for Oklahoma schools to increase nutritious school local food options for students, said Oklahoma Secretary of Agriculture Blaine Arthur. The program not only increases markets for farmers and ranchers across the state, it also provides an opportunity for students to learn more about where their food comes from. There's no question that nutritious foods options and local food options in our school lunchrooms will benefit both health and educational outcomes. Schools must participate in the National School Lunch Program to be eligible to apply for the local food program. Each district will be eligible for up to $5,000 until May 1st of 2023. After that date, each district is eligible to apply for another $5,000 as many times as they like if previous funds have been spent and documented properly. The LFS is a cooperative agreement between the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Agricultural Marketing Service and ODAFF. The LFS is authorized by the American Rescue Plan to maintain and improve food and agriculture supply chain resiliency. So it's pretty cool that they're partnering with, what's that?
There's one.
There, you see?
Yeah, so right there. When you start talking about that, I thought I seen it on social media, and sure enough, Farm to School, we are proud to be part of it, and that's Route 66 Meat Processing and Market in Sayre. It's supplying hamburger meat to the Altus Public Schools.
Yes. Yep, and there's also a local, I believe it's the, is it the Sayre Butcher Shop? Did you just say that? Is it the Sayre Butcher Shop, right?
Yeah, Route 66.
Okay.
Yep.
Is that the, yeah.
Yep, the Route 66. They're calling it the Bulldog Burger.
LOL.
But no, that's really cool.
Yeah.
That's something we need to do because
I think it's great.
The schools are buying from local producers around here, guess what? They can get it processed locally too.
Exactly.
Yeah, so it all works out.
It's a win-win-win across the board.
It is. And we need to keep our businesses busy around here. We don't need to. I'm not saying not go to the grocery store and grab some chicken.
Yeah. Well, I think I really like the nutrition factor part of it. Locally raised beef, it just, they don't have as many like chemicals and stuff that's put in it that like what you would buy at the grocery store.
Right.
It's locally grown. You can ask your producer what they're giving their cattle.
Right.
So that you know you're getting
what
good quality beef. Yes.
Yeah.
And I like that.
Well, and they add chemicals, not at the producer level, but they're adding chemicals at the processor, like if it's getting processed in Nebraska or whatever,
mm-hmm.
they keep it fresh or whatever they do.
Right.
I'm not 100% into that yet, but I know they do something to keep it fresh.
Yes.
So anyway.
Well, as somebody who ate lunchroom lunches for many years, I support
you sound
that.
Like you're 100 years old. I've been doing this many years.
I'm only 19.
Oh, yeah, so. Okay, before we go to break, let's give you an update. I give you an update on the Texas hay markets yesterday. I'll give you an update on what's going across the country right now. California premium alfalfa is anywhere from $3.15 to $3.90 for, and then good is $2.20 to $3.20. I guess I missed that fly a while ago, didn't I?
Yeah, so
anyway,
right there.
Idaho's not too bad, $2.60 delivered per ton. Kansas is $2.50 to $3.50 per ton. Missouri's 180 to 300 on premium per ton. Nebraska's 270. Oklahoma, nobody. I'm not saying nobody's selling any hay in Oklahoma. They're just not reporting their prices. Texas anywhere from 365 to 450. Both of those numbers delivered. And Wyoming's 300. Grass. Kansas, 160 to 200 per ton. Missouri's 175 per ton. Oklahoma, none available. Oregon is the highest in the United States at 350 to 485 per ton. Texas for premium is 240 to 410, that 410 being delivered for premium. And then on good alfalfa, it's 208 to 350, and that 350 being delayed. and delivered in 120 to 235 for fair grass hay per ton. So anyway, hay's high. I honestly think it's going to stay high. I wished I was wrong, but I think it's going to stay high. I know there's a lot of bales on the ground right now, wheat bales and stuff like that that they put up. You know, probably wasn't the best quality.
Mm-hmm.
Some of it probably was under pivot, under irrigation. But there's a, you know, we got Truticale getting ready to go down. I need to swath my oat hay, and then alfalfa cuttings. They're probably going on their second cutting now, I'm guessing, maybe. I don't know. It's been wet. I don't know if anybody's got any alfalfa down. I'm not on the other side of the river anymore where the big pivots are, so I can't see. Well, let's take a Stockman's Vet Clinic break. And when we come back, we'll have the Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast, and we'll talk about honeybees.
Yeah.
And while remember, tomorrow, my favorite French Quarters guy is coming on the show tomorrow. And Marcus Thibodeau, wildlife manager at the WMA at Pack Saddle and Ellis County, and he helps out on Black Kettle a lot. He's coming on to talk about what happened during turkey season this year.
Very nice.
And what's looking, maybe he'll give us a couple sneak previews of their little experiments they got going on with monitoring hens on the nest.
That sounds interesting.
It is. It'll tell you that when I talk about get rid of your raccoons, I mean it. Because they're between them and the coyotes and the armadillos, 16% of nest raids are caused by armadillos.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Wow.
So yesterday I was reading a deal. And so anyway, pretty interesting stuff coming up tomorrow on the show if you're into turkey hunting or just wildlife. And I'm gonna sneak some surprise questions in on him on quail, because I had an article come out on quail yesterday about so you know how they survey quail. They do roadside surveys. So we think quail will have their first hatch here in about 3 weeks. June 15th's always been the golden rule, and mm-hmm. it's saying it may be later. And roadside surveys, so people drive up and down the roads, like postal carriers and stuff like that.
Right.
And they write down, oh, I seen a pair of quail here last year, or something like that. And they, then when they start seeing little ones, they report that. And that's kind of, I mean, that's really the only way you're going to get anything done on quail. It's not like, unless you take a bird dog out there in the middle of summer, but that ain't happening.
No.
So, anyway, we'll be right back after this.
Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
The skills you've acquired in dealing with people throughout your school years will serve you well for the rest of your life. No matter what your occupation, you'll be working with others in some way. Having a positive, kind, and gracious attitude toward coworkers and clients will help you succeed wherever you go. We congratulate the class of 2023.
SEI Agritech recognizes this year's graduating class as they become the innovators and leaders of tomorrow.
Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyards Weekly Cattle Sale. It's located on Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and do appreciate it.
From pump to pivot, Valley Water Experts can provide efficient turnkey pumping solutions for large or small operations. From identifying a source to remote management, Valley Water Experts have you covered with the most efficient and cost-effective solutions for all your water management challenges. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com. That's Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
Don't dream it. Drive it. Drive to Cummins Ford Lincoln in Weatherford right now for the best financing, best service, and best Ford experts in Western Oklahoma. They're waiting for you now. Cummins Ford Lincoln is offering savings on all new 2023 Ford F-150s, and they are ready to move off the lot. They're going fast, so hurry to Cummins Ford Lincoln in Weatherford. Cummins Ford Lincoln in Weatherford, just off I-40 and Airport Road, and online at CumminsFordWeatherford.com. Built Ford tough.
It was 30 years old. A gentleman brought in a 30-year-old ratchet that quit working, and they replaced it. No questions asked. 30 years old, and they replaced it. Just like that. Napa Auto Parts offers a lifetime warranty on all their tools. They stand behind their products, and they take care of the people who buy them.
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
It's known as the thief in the night. A lack of cattle mineral can lead to decreased weaning weights, small, weak calves, and severely compromised health. Don't let a gap in your feeding program rob your herd's performance. Stop by Farmers Union Co-op in Elk City and pick up a bag of Purina Wind and Rain Storm Mineral today. Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City is your authorized Purina dealer.
Farmers and ranchers, listen up. It's time to make your life easier with the Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding and Repair in Visalia, Oklahoma. The Apache Hay Wagon hauls multiple bales of hay and helps reduce waste. Less waste means more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time, plus make your life easier. What a deal. See all they have to offer at everettswelding.com. Again, that's everettswelding.com. And be sure to check out their ads inside the Penny News.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
She doesn't want to smile.
The dog. Anyway, we're back from the Stockman's Vet Clinic break. We got, I got a few texts to talk to you about before we get to the Hober Farm and Garden. The Stables Steakhouse in Guthrie gets their vote for the best steak in Oklahoma.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I didn't know I had a deal going, but I'm glad they're sending in a text to tell me eat.
Yeah.
Because I got two places I need to go eat now. And then somebody said they're at the Harmon County line on Highway 30 south of Eric, and they got 2/10 of rain there yesterday. So awesome. Hey, 2/10 adds up anymore. And then I had a text message on my phone. The famous Roy Hunt. Seen a grain cart go by.
Grain cart.
Yep. So somebody's...
They're everywhere, apparently.
Yep, they're everywhere. What is the weather going to be like?
For my Hobart Farm and Garden forecast.
Yes, ma'am.
I picked Bessie. I don't think I've ever picked Bessie. So
I've never heard you do Bessie.
This is a new one for me. It is 78 degrees in Bessie. Humidity is 56%, dew point 61. Wind is out of the south at southeast at 10 miles an hour. Your sun is going to set at 8:39 p.m. Today you can expect a 50% chance of thunderstorms this afternoon. The high is 75 degrees. Tonight, also 60% chance of thunderstorms with a low of 60. Tomorrow, there's a 50% chance of thunderstorms. Tomorrow night, 30% chance of thunderstorms. Thursday, 60% chance of rain showers. Thursday night, 50% chance of thunderstorms. Friday, 50% chance of rain showers. Friday night, 40% chance of rain showers. And Saturday, 40% chance of rain showers. And again, it is rain all across the board for
Bring
the rest
it.
Of the week.
Bring
it's
it.
A good thing.
Yeah. I would be rather be waiting on it to dry out than for it to rain.
Yeah, for sure.
What you got going on with honeybees?
Honeybees. Okay, did you know that bees and other pollinators are fundamental for the health of ecosystems and food security?
I do.
They're very important to the environment.
They're hugely important.
And you would not think that something so tiny has such a vital effect on the environment. It's crazy.
Yeah.
So they help maintain biodiversity and ensure the production of nutritious food. However, intensive monoculture production and improper use of pesticides pose serious threats to pollinators by reducing their access to food and nesting sites, exposing them to harmful chemicals and weakening their immune systems. Oklahoma State FRTEP, bear with me, that stands for Federally Recognized Tribes Extension Program. It's a very long acronym.
All right.
It's an extension program at Oklahoma State, and at Pawnee Nation is preparing a pollinator garden that will provide habitat and recharge for native bees and other pollinator species, including migrating butterflies like monarchs. Volunteers and Pawnee Nation college students are growing more than 40 flowering plant species to restore a pasture to native prairie that will bloom year-round and will sustain bees throughout their life cycle. In addition, the presence of native flowering plants throughout the growing season will increase pollinator activity, improving the yield of produce and ancestral seeds grown in the community garden that has been affected by a sharp decrease in pollinators. Also, pumpkin patches. So located in the northeastern corner of Montana, about 450 miles from Bozeman, Fort Peck is home to the Assiniboine, Nakota, Lakota, and Dakota people. The reservation consists of more than 2 million acres and is home to about 10,000 residents. During COVID-19, Fort Peck Extension grew a pumpkin patch that included a beehive to encourage outdoor activities and agritourism. The pumpkin patch provided an opportunity for kindergartners to learn about pumpkins, summer squash, native squashes, and Indian painted corn. The beehive allowed children to learn about the importance of pollinators and how their life cycle works. Even though there was a severe drought and many local hives were not full, the Tribe Extension Garden Hive was completely full. More than 50 pounds of honey were spun and bottled in 2-ounce containers to be given away to the community services program.
Uh-huh. Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we got, you know, a couple weeks ago I said something on the show. It's time for these traveling beehives to be coming through, mm-hmm. and not to be scared of them, not mess with them. And if you don't want them around, they're usually around a couple days, they move on. They're looking for mm-hmm. a permanent home for the summer. To call somebody and have them removed, because mm-hmm. they're very, very important to our ecosystem.
Yes, they are. They kind of keep it balanced.
Yes, and then they be alfalfa farmers that save their alfalfa for seed, they want beehives around. And I know LC Price down here south of town, they got a couple beehives around their alfalfa, even though they cut it for hay. So they really like having the beehives around. So it's mm-hmm. all good.
Yep.
So
I believe I've gotten a few honey jars from Mr. Taylor.
Have you?
Yes. It's pretty good.
Yeah. No, it's real good. And then also we have to, you know, the monarch butterfly is very important.
Mm-hmm.
They've got monarch butterfly habitat deals going in. I think they're still working on it through the NRCS, putting up, because they like the milkweed. The monarch butterflies love, like, well, they lay their eggs on milkweed, and when the larva or eggs hatch, whatever they do, they're automatically into their food system.
The
babies, the baby butterflies already got their stuff.
I believe
going.
We learned about that in school, but it's been a while.
Yeah. One last thing before show's over. It's guaranteed that cool season grass pastures will take a break this summer when hot, dry conditions set in. It's also likely that some conventional dairy and beef operations will need additional forage to boost inventories for cows and heifers. And I'm talking about this because I thought of your dad. He was over there sowing his blend for under the pivot over there to raise you guys to take your cows over there for the summer.
Yep.
So to overcome these forage deficit issues, sorghum species more than ever are being used. And a lot of them are blends, like the one your dad used. I think he's mm-hmm. got cowpeas, Sudan, a couple Sudans, and maybe a millet in there. I don't know what all's in his blend, but anyway, I bet I'm close. Sorghums have become popular from north to south and are no longer considered just an emergency forage. Currently, there are several companies that specialize in sorghum breeding and are bringing products to the market designed specifically for more northern adaption and performance. Further, a great deal of the company investment has gone into breeding and developed sorghum hybrids with useful traits that overcome some of their challenges experienced in years gone by. So, and what they're talking about there, I'm believing, is, you know, Sudans and millets, especially millets and high gear stuff like that, are really prone to nitrate poison. So anyway, they're coming more and more where it's going good. And like Kent Watkins down here at SEI Agritech, he's got that blend where it's got different depths of the roots,
right?
And everything's working, pulling proteins up for everybody, so it's all good. They got another report in. More carts are passing by going south.
Yay!
So it was fun having you here today.
Of course.
Thanks for coming in, and I guess we'll see you Friday.
Friday.
All right. You guys have a great day. Tomorrow, Marcus Thibodeau, one of my favorite French Quarters guys, will be here for WMA, Oklahoma Wildlife Park.
Cool country.
I love the nonstop music.